I cranked my wrist. And I got a big pool game tonight. And you creamed my wrist. I was gonna play that big fucking shot. That big smart ass. Good pool player, you know. Slobston dad. Like he's some kind of big shit. Man, I'm gonna beat his fucking ass in pool. You know it. My friend Pete said that I could go over to that place, you know, and play pool with him, you know? And if I beat him, I'd be the best guy in all the county. I was taking a new sight to the walls and painting the shelves, and all my books were on the shelves. So I went underneath the Ithaca Center, and there was this place with all these pool tables, and I got myself a pool cue. It was a nice shiny pool cue, and so I went and I took it and I played some pool, and I said, man, this is easy. I said, man, this is fucking easy. You know, so the guy behind the counter said, you shouldn't say fucking so much. And I said, oh man, I'm sorry, I should really watch my mouth, you know? Watch your mouth, sometimes it's pretty hard. You really could use the yellow mirror. Watch your mouth, sometimes it really is pretty hard. You really use the mirror. So, Slobston, now I'm ready to play pool, yeah! So I took a few beers down my throat and I walked on up to the table and I said, I'm gonna kick your butt, man. I'm gonna play pool. I'm gonna talk to you like this the whole time. And you're gonna just fall on the floor and say, God, stop talking to me like that all the time. And I'll win. So I shot the balls into all the holes. And it really made me feel like a man. I beat Slobston Dad's at his game, and it only took me two beers and a one-time practicing. Said, I can play that pool like any old city pool, so I will take you on. We'll be right back. Then everybody spit up.